Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Tarot International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Tarot.com.
It is the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for coming by. We appreciate that. And what do we do each and every Friday? Thanks to the Iowa Restaurant Association, anyway, we bring you the Restaurant of the Week. And this week, we're going to be talking with the folks that have, well, a bunch of stuff going on, from Trellis to the Riverwalk Cafe. And with us is Lisa LaValle, whose name should be very familiar to people because of her husband, Michael, and also the general manager of the company, Port of Des Moines, Mr. Jake Miller. Welcome to the Business News Hour, guys. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Wow. You guys got a lot of stuff going on, Lisa.
Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment. How is your charming husband, by the way, who I used to know when he had dark hair?
Last time I checked, he was doing fine.
Captain Mike used to have dark hair, and now it's, of course, it's not that way any longer. But he has the trademark fro going on all the time. Yeah. All right, let's talk a little bit about Trellis. This is located over at the Botanical Garden.
Yes.
And how long have you been open, Lisa?
Been just over 4 years.
That long?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. So we're already planning a 5-year anniversary party next 1st of December. So we'll
that's hard to believe. I remember when that place opened up, and wow, 4 years.
Yeah. So
good for you.
All
congratulations.
Well. Just beautiful to be there.
So along with Trellis, what else have you got going on?
Well, then maybe this is a better question for Jake, because Trellis is kind of my baby.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
As this thing progressed, I said, okay, Trellis can be me, but you guys are kind of on your own with this other stuff.
All right. We'll turn over to Jake for just a minute.
You know, the Riverwalk Cafe is a beautiful little architectural gem, but then it didn't know how to, you know, evolve. So it's been a great little event, and
Best view of the river. I am so grateful that the city of Des Moines is still working, not having the federal courthouse being on the old YMCA grounds. I thought that was just a silly, pardon me, but, you know, why would you put a non-taxable structure on probably the best piece of land in the city? Didn't make a lot of sense. Jake, what do you get to do as the general manager for Port of Des Moines?
Well, I have the good fortune of having the best job in the world, so that makes it easy on my part. But I really do every day get to help operate such fine establishments as Trellis Cafe, Trellis Catering, the Riverwalk Hub, and then our newest event space, the River Center across from Principal Park.
I know nothing about this. Tell me about
this. It's new.
It is. It's very new. We opened at the end of September. It's about a 7,500 square foot event space that can do everything from weddings, trade shows, concerts, cooking demos, wine tastings.
Get out of here. I did not know that. And what is the name of this?
The River Center.
The River Center.
Just south on 3rd of MLK. And so far we've done some fundraising galas with Cultural. We did a French cooking class with some chefs from the Loire Valley, and it's just a great one-stop shop for all of your different events. We have a wonderful European chef, Diego Cortelli, on-site cooking stuff out of our on-site kitchen.
Nice.
Great front of house run by John Lingling, and just really trying to do events up a little bit different for Des Moines.
You know, when you Cultural, I do recall that name now as you mentioned that, because a good friend of mine by the name of Bo Fodor kind of does some work in those worlds.
Yes.
And I remember he had invited me to an event at the River Center, and I'm going, got it.
Well, it was real fun to do the Sages Over 70, too, the DSM event, because so many familiar friends and neighbors from the community were there, and it's just fun to be able to introduce the River Center a little bit.
Well, let's talk a bit about Trellis, and then we'll get into some of the other things, Lisa. 4 years. And the menu has, I suspect, evolved over those 4 years?
Well, the menu changes every month.
Get out of
here. But it's always the same format.
Okay.
So we locally source as many things as we can. A little harder in the winter than the summer, but there's remarkably...
Well, you've got a big greenhouse there.
Yeah, exactly. They let me have a banana every now and then. That's about it. And so that's what's wonderful about us. We can get creative every month, challenge ourselves a little bit, and we've got great loyal clientele.
And let's talk about that clientele over at Trellis. This is in a very unique spot over there at the gardens, the Des Moines Botanical Gardens. How does that work? What kind of clientele do you see on a regular basis? Was this a lunch group? Is it
Well, we're only open for lunch.
Yeah.
Every day but Monday, so 11 till 2. So it is definitely lunch. But on the weekends, we see young families.
Sure.
Turns out to be kind of a good place to go for a date if you've got a stroller, but you still want to go out and have a glass of champagne and a nice brunch or something. And so it's all kinds of people. And then because Des Moines is getting so much more international, I get all kinds of people that want to eat vegan or vegetarian.
Really?
I mean, we try to really offer a lot of things, even though our roast beef sandwich this month is real popular.
So there's, it's comfort food this time of year.
It definitely is right now.
When we talk about the menu, is that you?
That's me.
Yeah. Okay. And if I remember correctly, and I've been there a couple of times, it's not an expansive menu, but as you indicated, it changes seasonally.
Monthly. It's not expansive, but what we've done that seems to be a good equation for us anyway is offered split plates. So if you want, we make three or four soups every day, three or four salads, various things, some great sandwiches and hearty pastas and homemade desserts. So we get a lot of people in there for showing out of town people, but this way you can kind of customize your lunch.
Got it.
Do half of one thing, half of another thing. And
that's the voice of Lisa LaValle, ladies and gentlemen, the owner and, the head person over at the Trellis. And you do catering out of Trellis as well.
Yep, we do. We do some catering in the Botanical Garden. They've got a couple beautiful event spaces, too. So,
sure.
And then we have the liquor license, so you can basically throw any kind of party you want to have.
Wow, that's nice. When we talk about marketing a place like Trellis, 4 years, that's an excellent run because the restaurant industry, as you well know, and Michael knows, and I'm sure Jake knows, it's a tough business. It really is.
Yes.
And there seem to be more and more restaurants popping up, locally owned places popping up daily, it would seem. How has your business changed in the 4 years that you've been there? Any specific way?
Well, we've tried to just cultivate that personal association. Mm-hmm. And we've tried some advertising. It's hard for me to measure the advertising that we've done.
So how do you market
that? But it's more social media.
Uh-huh.
I think it's
and
really nice.
And what do you use?
We use a system called Square that also is our point of sale, but
it
gives the customer feedback. We're out there on Yelp and
Facebook, Instagram, a lot of the social platforms. But honestly, our business, a lot of it's built around relationships and building that community involvement and kind of word of mouth is our best friend. So
Of course, social media is word of mouth on steroids.
If
one of the things that we've noticed from many of our friends in the restaurant industry, they spend a lot of time on Facebook, and I don't know if this has been your experience or not. But they'll be holding a special event or a special thing, and they'll put it on Facebook, and lots of people say, oh, yeah, we like this. We're going to go to this, and then maybe not so much. Do you notice that?
Yeah, we've unfortunately had to run with that a little bit.
Yeah.
But thanks to new programs such as Eventbrite and things like that, you can do a much more easy kind of a captured ticket sale item. So it allows you to really gauge the actual interest versus kind of crossing your fingers and hoping they show.
Yeah.
Because it is tough in the restaurant side of
prepping.
That's
a brilliant idea. If you can manage some kind of ticket sales, then you have some kind of an idea. And how does that work for you? Do you then indicate, okay, look, we have room for 40 people or 50 people, whatever this is at the special event, and then does the ticket price then come off of the price of the dinner, or how does that work?
It really is kind of independent to the event. The nice thing is online you can format that to whatever works for your specific event, but a lot of times we can do tickets at the door, tickets purchased online, so you have a pre-purchased crowd. So it just is flexible, which is what we like about it because we do a lot of different types of events.
The restaurant and the facility on the Riverwalk, that is, by the way, it is just gorgeous, and I've been to several events there. Now, and you put on a great spread as well. The food choices, I think, are really interesting that are internal But then I suspect for the special events that I've been, you've catered it through Trellis. Is that, would that be accurate?
Yeah, so we kind of steal Lisa's ideas a lot for that catering side. And we try to kind of have some unique items for each entity and each venue. But at the same time, we like the fresh local theme that Lisa's definitely established through the cafe. And the cafe gives us a wonderful front for people to come in and see, here's what we're talking about, and be able to try something and kind of get a little preview of what we can offer.
Now, during these winter months, when it's not quite as warm as what it is at the Botanical Gardens, for the riverfront location, what's the mainstay there? What do people come for and stay for? And there's no downtown farmers market. You know, that's a big draw, I know, because I've been there many times during the farmers market.
The draw becomes more difficult when it's cold, especially with the bike trail being closed this past year. But a lot of ours comes into late season holiday parties, private events, birthday parties, things of that nature. And not as much daily traffic, but we keep it going there and looking forward to the floating cafe, which I know Michael's working hard on currently.
Yeah,
so.
You know, this has been Lisa Lavalle, this has been a dream of his for decades, it would seem, right?
Probably before we met, I'm guessing. It's pretty well established in some part of his brain, yes.
And what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is this opportunity to have a floating restaurant. Is that what he's working on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And would go between place and place or what?
Well, no, it would be
moored.
It would be, you know, moored on the
rock. Okay.
And his friend and the architect Brian Schiffler's drawn up some really beautiful plans. But no, it wouldn't float so much. But then comes in the water taxi idea, where he could taxi people.
There you go.
To and from, you know, places by Simon Estes Theater, then on down to Anyway, gets people on the water,
knows?
And the river is underappreciated.
Well, it is underappreciated. And, you know, one of the things we had MPO on with us, and also the ISG group, they are doing lots of river changes and alterations all across the state, where now rivers that are usually taken for granted are becoming economic development centers. And there's some plans I've seen for the Des Moines River here to take a look and see how that could be done. And so we might just see, you know, some real activity down there.
Yeah, we hope so.
Yeah,
sooner the better.
So. What about, and I want to come back to the event center for just a moment. Booking the event center, is that all done where? How?
So a lot of that's done through request forms online. You can visit our website at rivercenterdsm.com. You can also reach us at our office at 515-330-1517. But really, we're all about customizing your specific event, whether it's a trade show or private dinner or what it may be. And we're happy to give tours and get people in the door and show them kind of the creative, unique event space that we brought to Des Moines. So
good stuff. You know, I was with Lisa, you and Michael at the Iowa Restaurant Association Grand Tasting that happened just a couple of months ago. That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, lot of fun.
You know, and the culinary opportunities here in Des Moines are amazing. Just
it's
amazing.
It really has turned into sort of a destination. I hear people say that there's
many
choices.
Jessica Dunker from the Iowa Restaurant Association often tells me that people from the Twin Cities are talking about the culinary experience here in Des Moines, and people as far as Chicago are going, wow, what's going on out there anyway? And, of course, we happen to be right smack dab in the middle of the most fertile ground in the world. And we have had a story earlier this week about farmers. You know, corn and soybean pricing are depressed again for another year. And many of these farmers are turning to organics in place because they can get a higher price for it. So that should make finding your stuff.
That makes it all the better.
It does. We've been talking with Lisa Lavalle, ladies and gentlemen, from Trellis, and also Jake Miller from the Riverfront, and also the Riverfront.
The River Center.
River Center. That's it. And thanks for coming in and doing this, guys.
Thank you very much.
By the way, we will have links to all of this on the radio blog. So you can go directly to either one, any or all of these fantastic places that call Des Moines home. And that'll be on the radio blog. Thanks again for doing this. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right. We're going to have to step aside. Why? It is time on a Friday afternoon to check out what happened today on Wall Street. What happened with the stocks? We will tell you when the Business News Hour continues.